I'm not sure who. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
We're back. Second hour of the American Awakening coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with your host, Michael Herzog, and my special guest, Amy Branham. I'm going to open up the phone lines in a few minutes, but first I want to remind everybody that we are still on a pledge drive. If you haven't already given a donation, please do send it into 1015 South May Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or you can call in 800-724-2719, talk to Sandra or Julie. Before 6, extension 116, but after 6, extension 115. Do me a favor, folks. Go into republicbroadcasting.org. Now, if you don't want to click on PayPal and make a donation, support our advertisers. Okay, go in there, take a look at all of the different products that they have to offer. And you know what? If you're looking at something, going out to wherever it is that you go ordinarily to shop, you see something on there that looks interesting, hey, you know what? Support them. Buy it. If you don't want to send in a donation to us, simply just buy something from our advertisers. Show them that you're, you know, tell them that you, you know, you listen to RBN and you want to try their product. Or, I mean, they've got just, I don't even know, just a slew of different products on there that are all, every one of those products is second to none as far as their worth. Because if they weren't, RBN would not put them up there. Okay, without further ado, let's get back to Amy Branham. And, Amy, I'm going to open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Anybody wants to call in with a question or a comment about the war or any stories that they may have to tell, feel free to pick up the phone. Again, it's 800-313-9443. Okay, Amy, back to this depleted uranium situation.
Okay.
Yeah, if I were a young woman that had a husband that was over in Iraq and I got you know, the stories, if I were reading some of these reports from Doug Rockey or from Lauren Murray or some of the other, you know, atrocities, or looking at the pictures online of some of these birth defects, I would have some serious reservations about, you know, having relations, intimate relations with my spouse when he got back home, or vice versa, or my wife if she were over there.
Yeah.
And this is something, and, you know, the sad part about this is that the depleted uranium, our Defense Department made the decision to use that because they could have used, I believe it was lead or another metal, but they decided to use depleted uranium because it was free.
Yeah.
And they deposited that in somebody else's backyard.
Aren't we just lovely?
And obviously there is blowback from that. And so when you start talking about the victims of this war and the casualties, you know, it's really indeterminable.
I don't think we'll ever really know the true number of casualties from this war, whether it's depleted uranium, whether it's, you know, soldiers who have come back with PTSD and taken their own lives, but, you know, any number of factors that are not being added into the total equation. And it's just, you know, it's heartbreaking.
Well, tell me, what, I mean, are you, I think you mentioned to me offline or off the air that you organize, or you are doing demonstrations at different points in time, or what?
I have done so, yeah. I organized the Tea Party for Barbara Bush last year on President's Day here in Houston.
Okay, well, wait a minute. We got to take a break. This was a short segment. Let's talk about that when we get back, okay?
Okay.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Amy Branham. We're going to talk about the organization for the Laura Bush, was it? We'll see you in 3. Stick with us.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Amy Branham. She's a Gold Star mom who lost a son in the military. And we're talking now, Amy, by the way, the lines are open, 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in with a question or comment for our guest. Amy, you said you organized a demonstration, Laura Bush?
Barbara Bush, the president's mother.
Okay, now wait a minute. The president's mother, that's Barbara.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, we're not talking about Barbara's beautiful mind here. We're talking about that was Laura's beautiful mind, right?
No, it was Barbara's.
That's Barbara's beautiful mind?
Yes.
Well, there's actually something beautiful about her. Okay. Well, you know where I went with that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Barbara's beautiful mind. Okay. So you organized this demonstration. Now, was this like in Crawford?
No, it was in Houston. Yeah, it was last year. And I was also with Cindy the very first demonstration of any kind I ever went to was when Cindy went to Crawford that August of 2005. I was with her that first day. I rode on the White Rose, which is the Veterans for Peace bus that we rode from the VFP convention in Dallas down to Crawford, and we marched in the ditches and in the God, it must have been 110 degrees that day. And stayed out there on the side of the road with her that first night all by ourselves. I think there were about six of us. And that was my first protest demonstration ever.
Now, what kind of treatment do you get? Do you, I mean, are you being watched by the military or by the police, or you're just standing out there, you know, alone, or what?
There's always police watching us.
Okay.
Always. Anytime you have a protest or a demonstration of any kind, they're always there watching, sometimes on their horses, sometimes not, but there's always a presence of some kind.
And do they cordon you off in what they call free speech zones? Or
Depending on what the occasion is. There were a bunch of us that went downtown Houston when Cheney was in town raising money for Shelley Sekula Gibbs, who was running for Tom DeLay's office.
Okay.
And we just stood across the street from the hotel and protested and went around the back to where he was coming out and told us we had to stand across the street, but they let us protest. We saw Cheney drive right by us, and he leaned over and waved us at us with his arrogant little...
With his little smirk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't been put in any free speech zones, but some people have.
Well, it's funny, you know, when I can tolerate it, or when I have to, I'll watch, a clip of Cheney, or I'll watch George Bush make an address or whatever. And these people, and I'm talking about Cheney, this man has got just the most evil look on his face.
Oh, he is evil.
Yeah, and the Condoleezza Rice, I mean, there are certain ways that she'll look. She actually looks like the devil himself. And then George Bush, of course, that's a whole other story. He's got.
Oh, I cannot look at him. I can't listen to him. I have to turn it off. It just literally, physically makes me nauseated.
Well, I think the thing is if you're a totally dumbed down American, you know, that is mind numbed by the propaganda in the media, you can watch it and you say, oh yeah, well that's great. Oh, go Bush, blah blah blah. But if you're awake and you know what's going on, I can literally sit there myself, and I can count not only the lies that he tells, but I can always tell when he's lying because of his body language. There's a specific smirk he has on his face, and there's a funny grin, and he'll stick his tongue between his teeth. It's almost like, you know, I'm saying to himself, oh, I'm getting over on him again.
Oh, you know? he acts like that spoiled college frat boy he used to be. You know, he never outgrew that.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a call. You wanna?
Sure.
All right. Let's go to Donna in Massachusetts. Donna, you're on with Michael and Amy.
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Donna.
I have a son who's a recruiter. He's only 21, and he has gone through a huge metamorphosis, and he realizes that he cannot put people into the Army anymore. He told me the other day, he says, Mom, I'm not going to send any more boys to their deaths. And it took a good friend of his, whom he recruited, dying.
Oh,
to
I'm so sorry.
Make him come to that. And I think that there needs to be some more support for young men like him.
Mm-hmm.
Who have
there does.
Awakened, you know, who have awakened to what the real situation is. The Army's making it very tough for him. He was top recruiter in New England for quite a few months, and he had all these awards and everything. He had gone to a special forces school. He learned Korean. Very accomplished for, you know, the tender age of 21. But it took a 19-year-old whom he enlisted getting killed.
Yeah.
And he lost a bunkmate of his from special forces school. Lost his legs in Iraq. And it completely turned him. And now he is making... He is trying to chapter out of the Army, and they're making it very difficult for him. We've been in touch with an organization called MFSO, Military Families Speak Out.
Yeah, I was just going to suggest, if you have not been in touch with them, get in touch with them. They're a very, very good organization, support group for military families.
Well, Donna, if I may insert here, at what point, now I know you say that your son had recruited a gentleman that was 19 years old, became friends evidently, and then he lost, he went to Iraq. But at what point, I mean, did your son wake up and realize that, you know, wait a minute, this, you know, we're sending these guys here on a lie? Was it that, you know, the reality of death to a close friend is what did it, or exactly what?
It was both. It was really both. He saw... he observed some falsification of documents occurring in the recruiting office, and some of the supervisors in that office tried to make him culpable. And I basically went forward on it and said, I'll have no part of this. And I'm going up the chain of command with that. Yeah. So basically, he made himself a whistleblower. And also, then shortly after that happened, this young man died.
You know what's sad is that, as a matter of fact, I just saw a report off of, it was a local television station, and I cannot remember where it was. It might have been St. Louis or Indianapolis. I think maybe it was Indianapolis, where they're glorifying, the mainstream media is glorifying these recruiters mm-hmm. going into high schools and mm-hmm. getting these people to go in and, to experience slight military training at a camp where they can go play with a gun or shoot mm-hmm. at a target or, you know, to determine whether they wish to go into the military. And it's all a guise. It's a ruse. And the mainstream media is glorifying it like it's some wonderful thing to do. I walked into a mall in Phoenix, Arizona just a few months ago, and I noticed as I walked into the main entrance of the mall that hello? Are we losing somebody? Is everybody still there?
I'm still there.
In the main entrance of the mall, the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines recruiters were the first four, doors when you walk in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and that's where they go hang out. And ironically enough, the mainstream entrance to the mall, all of the young kids, the ones that go to play the video games and so forth, you know, they have to walk right through there to get to, you know, the game section of the mall.
No, that's no mistake, is it?
No, it's strategically located so they can grab these guys. And I actually saw the Army and the Marine recruiters standing outside the front door, literally waiting for these young kids to come in there. And it reminded me back when I was a freshman in high school. I remember walking down a hallway in high school and having the cross-country coach actually grab me and throw me up against a wall and tell me that I should be a cross-country runner. And he intimidated me to the point where I actually went out for cross-country. I ran around the back of the school, you know, not the playground, but the track, and all around the back of the school. And I ran out the door through the doors out the front, and I ran home. And I avoided that coach for the next 6 months. But at any rate, it reminded me of that. These guys are actually standing out front, waiting for these, you know, naive kids to walk through there to go to the game room.
They're prey.
The pressure is so enormous, Michael. You know, you cannot believe that the pressure is so enormous to get the numbers, especially now. In New England, they're taught that you can't sell the money and the education because the kids up here already have that. You have to sell adventure. So that's what they sell. I mean, and that's what they're taught to do. The same superiors my son has had this enormous difficulty with are trying to recruit our youngest son. They nag me. They will haunt you. And I told this was a captain who called. I said, don't ever call this house again. After what this has caused our eldest son, you're not having our youngest, so just forget about it. They are ruthless. In fact, the family of the boy that got killed, they keep calling looking for his younger brother, and they brag about it.
No.
Oh, yeah. They brag about it in the office, and this is what really sickens my son, and that's why he's actually had to go speak to a psychiatrist and say, I cannot even be around these people at all. I can't be around it. I can't hear this stuff. I have to totally extricate myself from it. I can't have any part of it.
Donna, are they pressuring, are your son's superiors? By the way, what is your son's rank, the recruiter?
He's a sergeant right now.
Okay.
Yep.
His superiors are literally pressuring him to lie or to just...
Yes.
Okay. Listen, I'm going to hold you over. We've got to go to a break. Okay. Stick with me. This is Michael Herzog with my special guest, Amy Branham. We've got Donna on the line talking about her son, who is a recruiter. We'll be back in three. Stick with us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Short segment coming up here with my special guest, Amy Branham. And I want to ask you, Donna, you're the lady that called in, well, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago and was telling me about your son, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. And you mentioned to you, you know, you think that he'd want to go on the air with this. And you said, well, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, at some point he will. The people he's in touch with at military families speak out. They want to make sure that he's safe first because he is a whistleblower at this point.
Mm-hmm. No, I...
And he has a young baby. He has a wife and a young baby right now. So, you know, he wants to be in a safe zone.
I can understand that. And so, go ahead.
But as far as lying, he told me recently, he says, when they would take these kids up to MEPS, they were told by their superior, you have to hot seat this kid. Hot seating means you tell this kid everything to say on the application and verbally, et cetera, et cetera. Tell him everything to say and to do, even if it's a lie. And the thing, but the catch is if the recruit is caught in a lie, that recruit will have a $10,000 fine and a dishonorable discharge. If the recruiter is caught doing this, and that's the catch. Don't get caught. If a recruiter is caught, then he can receive our Article 15 and be demoted, and God knows what else.
Are you on a cell phone, Donna?
No, I am on a landline, actually, but I do get some stick.
headaches.
I was going to say, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm hearing it too.
Okay, well, listen, I appreciate your input, and at the point where your son wants to come forward, you know, I would appreciate it if you'd have him give me a call, because I would put him on the air in a New York minute. I have to let
Thank you
go because I have other callers coming in, okay? But I certainly do appreciate your call, Donna. Okay.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, thank you. We've got a couple minutes before the break, Amy. We've got callers on the line. Let's take another one. You want to?
Sure.
George in Florida, go ahead. You're on with Michael and Amy. George.
Hey, hello, Mike.
How you doing?
Yeah, thank you for the good guest you have on. We had an officer. He's Baker Act, U.S. Army officer right now. He's Baker Act. He's in He's in a mental institution, and the Army's going, why? And because he got so sick and tired of writing families of soldiers killed in Iraq. He got so sick and tired of it that he broke. And they can't seem to understand why he would break.
Well, that's because they don't have any conscience, and he does, George. You know.
Yeah, really.
And tell me, George, are you former military?
Yes.
You are? Okay. I mean, what was your rank when you got out?
E4.
Okay, because the only reason I asked the question, I was never in the military, okay? But I have heard, again, here where I go with the rumor mongering, I have heard a rumor that you cannot make it past a certain rank as an officer unless you are, basically roll over and go to the dark side, if you will. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, I got out in the night after Desert Storm, and it wasn't that bad then. But I heard ever since Clinton took office that going through the morale problems, going through the brainwashing, because they tried to impose martial law back on year 2000. I mean, I hear things from my buddies that's still in the Army. But I never heard of any dark side, but I was a combat medic. And I wasn't any infantry, but I made it out as an E4, and I was stationed stateside.
Hmm. Do you have any friends in Iraq?
Yes, one person I went to basic training with, and I'll tell you one thing, he ain't the same person I met back 20 years ago.
Are you still in contact with him?
Yes.
And you say he's not the same person because of the mental anguish that he's suffered, or because he's, he's just not the same, loving...
He's a drunk.
He's a drunk, yeah. Oh.
There's a lot of that going on. I hear about that all the time, soldiers coming back, self-medicating either with alcohol or some other prescription drugs, antidepressants, whatever. They're self-medicating, and that's one of the symptoms of PTSD.
Well, I pulled my membership from the American Legion because they failed to address the Desert Storm sickness, the depleted uranium, mm-hmm. and the troops being sick from all these experimental vaccinations back from Vietnam. When it comes to the VFW and American Legion, they will not touch this.
Have you suffered any ill effects from the Gulf War, George?
No.
What was your position over there?
I was a combat medic.
Oh, that's right. You told me that. I'm sorry. Okay, so, but you did experience it being a combat medic. I'm sure you saw a little bit of everything.
Well, all I remember is when we got returned home from the deployment, that our commanding officer took all our uniforms and had them burned and reissued them. He knew something was up.
But he didn't tell you. Or,
he didn't tell us.
Well, no, that's par for the course. Okay. Any comments, Amy?
I'm not surprised that your friend cracked up. You know, there's only so much grief you can deal with. There's only so many letters you can write of condolence and before it gets to you. I know a lot of Gold Star families that, we reach out to other families, and it's hard. It's heartbreaking. And every one of these kids, every one of those sons and daughters over in Iraq are ours. And in the military, it's a family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are your brothers. Those are your sisters. Those are your kids.
Well,
I'm not surprised.
Well, once a soldier, always a soldier.
Yep.
Well, a lot of them have the attitude that, since they are brothers, that they have to stay over there and protect each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thanks for the call, George. Got to go to a break. Appreciate your input, buddy. When we get back, we'll go to Daniel in Wisconsin, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Amy Branham. See you in 3. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Amy Branham. And we have, we got a long segment coming here, and we don't have any calls? What? I thought we had Daniel in Wisconsin. He's gone? he didn't want to hold. I even announced him, too, before. George in Florida is gone as well?
Okay. We scared him off.
I guess we scared him off. All right. The call-in line is 800-313-9443. If you got a question or comment for Amy, feel free to call it in. I'm sitting here. Have you ever gone in and looked at this traveling soldier online, Amy? Have you seen that?
I don't believe I've seen that one. I've seen a lot of them, but I haven't seen that one.
Okay. Well, I mean, just reading different comments by, you know, soldiers that happen to be over there right now. And and it's all, you know, it's like, here's another one. You know, it says, it sucks. Honestly, I just feel like we're driving around waiting to get blown up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most honest answer I could give you. You lose a couple of friends and it gets hard. And that's Specialist Tim Ivey in the 2nd Battalion.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one. You know, no one wants to be here. You know, no one is truly enthused about what we do. We were excited, but then it just wears on you. There's only so much you can take. And so, like me personally, I want to fight in a war like World War II. I want to fight an enemy. And this out here there is no enemy. It's a faceless enemy. He's out there, but he's hiding. And so,
yeah.
You know, they send these guys out, you know, and they're in the green zone, and they send these guys out to, you know, on patrol or whatever. And I guess they're looking for, you know, quote, insurgents. And the picture is painted mainstream media that these insurgents have come in from other countries and they're here and they're, you know, Muslim extremists and they're looking to kill America and so forth. And the truth of the matter is these are people that are literally, it's their country.
Well, and I think we have to ask ourselves, if somebody invaded us, if somebody came in another country and occupied our country, let's say, oh, for instance, China, what would we do? We'd become the insurgents and we'd fight them. We'd do whatever it took to get them out of our country. And that's what the people in Iraq are doing, and I can't blame them.
No, I mean, we're going in there, we have gone in there, and we have literally taken over another country, and we're doing it for the oil.
We're doing it for the oil.
Yes, and we want to, I mean, it's coincidentally, that's the first thing we secured over there is the oil fields.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Didn't Bush say, oh, well, the war will pay for itself once with the oil?
Oh, absolutely. The oil being pumped out of there would pay for it, of course. But see, this is one of a myriad of lies that George Bush told. You know, they were going to greet us with flowers and candy, too. You know, I mean, but yeah, we went in and secured the oil fields. And I looked at a map yesterday. And by the way, for all you listeners out there, if you're on the computer, I was just notified, I was just shown by Chris, the manager in here, that Google Earth has a new, I mean, it's an extended or a better version of Google Earth, and you can now zoom in. You can actually read a license plate on a vehicle.
Oh, great.
Yeah, but I was looking at, yeah, that's good and bad,
Big
really.
Brother.
Right, and that means if we can do that, just think of what they can do.
Exactly.
But at any rate, you know, I was looking at the geographic location of these oil fields, and coincidentally enough, the oil fields in Iraq that we occupy are right next to a whole bunch of oil fields in Iran, you know. So you got these 14 air bases. You've got us securing all the oil fields. You've got us literally making deals with the oil companies, privatizing the gas and so forth. And, yes, they were supposed to pay for it. No, that's not – it's all a part of the bigger picture. It's a part of the oil companies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They were all in cahoots together with this. The same thing with the Caspian oil, the pipeline that's going through Afghanistan and so forth. So it's all a part of a bigger picture. And our troops are the cannon fodder being used to promote this agenda.
Yeah.
And it's all about world dominance. It's all about, you know, the PNAC documents and America being a world empire now and controlling this. You know, especially since China is emerging as the, you know, the number one economy in the world. And I looked at a sheet from the CIA showing who was the richest country in the world and who was the poorest. And it had a list of all the countries, Amy, from the first all the way down to the last,
yeah,
as far as assets and as far as liabilities. And you know who was number one in assets?
China,
yes. At 300, I believe it was $379 trillion in total assets. And you know who was number 190?
Oh, it wouldn't happen to be us, would it?
I'm afraid so. And the thing is that, you know, China owns a lot of our debt, you know.
Yeah.
So you know, they're setting us up to fail both economically and as far as our military goes, because the majority of our military is over there now.
Yeah.
And then when you put into the equation that they're training these Blackwater military individuals from all over the world, it makes you scratch your head and wonder, what exactly is it that these people are doing?
Mm-hmm.
And
let's just hope China doesn't decide to call in their notes and, you know, from all the money we'd borrow from them.
Well, any time that we rear our ugly head and say, oh, you know what, I think we'll impose tariffs on China, China turns around and sells off some of the debt and causes our dollar to fall. You know, so we're in a very precarious position here. But these people that are in power right now, these the powers that be, if you will, are literally psychopaths because well, it's true. They will remain in power at all costs. When George Bush signs a presidential order like he did it was on May 9th, he signed an order now that gives him an easier power to declare martial law on any kind of event, and you know, it says, you know, whether it be military, whether it be a bird flu, like a pandemic or whatever, but it says literally in any location as well. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean that if they have some kind of a catastrophic event in Afghanistan, that he can declare martial law as well?
Does that mean if there's a flood in Houston, he can declare martial law?
Well, look at Katrina. I mean, yeah. Look at how wonderful, you know, they carried that out. You know, they were so professional about picking up the pieces of Katrina. But you look at that and you look at, why is he doing this? Why is he laying all the framework and putting all the pieces of the puzzle together about martial law? There's an election coming up next year, and our great hope, and I've said this before, I don't know what your political leanings are, but I'm looking at Ron Paul as probably the only hope we got, because the other ones are all bought and paid for.
Oh, I think, Ron Paul or Kucinich. I like him too.
You like Dennis Kucinich? Have you looked at Kucinich's voting record?
I have not, actually. The election's a year and a half away, and I'm not obsessed with that like so many in the mainstream.
Well, let me say this, okay, and I'll leave it at this, okay. I would strongly urge you to go in and look at Kucinich's voting record along with some of the legislation that he has proposed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you know, reformulate your position on you know, who you want to back. That's all I'm going to say, okay? And I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
But there is some legislation that Dennis Kucinich is the backer of that is pretty draconian, actually.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, over and beyond that, we at RBN and a number of other organizations are backing Ron Paul. And we keep the heat on because literally, if it hadn't been for us and organizations like us, he right now wouldn't have even participated in the Fox News debates.
Oh, I know. And I think that's pretty sad. You know, Ron Paul is, I've had some contact with him, not a lot. He is, you know, a constitutional, what is the word?
He votes the Constitution.
He does. He's a constitutional scholar. He knows the inside and out. You know, and when you take that oath of office, when the president takes the oath of office, he swears to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, which, by the way, is similar to the oath of office that those who join the military take to protect and support the Constitution of the United States of America from enemies both foreign and within.
Domestic.
Anyway, you know, so Ron Paul, I feel sure, would protect the Constitution and uphold it, which is something that is not being done right now.
Well,
and that's what our country was founded on. You know, you can argue about so many different points of the Constitution and whether or not it was, you know, from God or with, you know, whatever. But the fact is, that is the law of our land. That is what runs our land, and that is what we use to depend on. You know, and we're losing those rights.
Well, but when you look at some of the legislation that has been passed by George Bush, and you look at the, you know, when he was sworn into office and the oath that he took to uphold the Constitution, and then you see that he does so many things to literally subvert that, then you have to scratch your head and say, well, wait a minute, who is he really working for? You know,
well, he says the Constitution.
That's a good one, Amy.
I'm so sorry.
Go ahead. Well, now, that could be part of it. That could be part of it. Go ahead.
Yeah, it could be. He says the Constitution is just a piece of paper.
Right, it's a GD piece of paper.
Yeah.
And maybe he was constipated when he said that. I don't know.
Well, I think he's got constipation in his brain or something.
Right, but no, I mean, in all seriousness, right, when a president of the United States says that the Constitution is nothing more than a GD piece of paper,
uh-huh.
It shows you what respect or lack thereof he has for the Constitution.
Yeah.
And his actions, that which speak louder than his words, have shown us time and time and time and time again that he has no respect for the Constitution.
Yeah.
If indeed, at, you know, and I wanted to ask you this question I'm going to get to in a minute, but after 9/11, I mean, if we were really concerned about protecting our borders, we would have locked up, we would have secured our borders within a week or two at the most,
mm-hmm.
of 9/11. Instead,
yeah.
We have a wide open ocean of illegals pouring into our country and a president that is trying to get literally a disguised amnesty for these illegals.
Well, when he was buddies with Vicente Fox before 9/11 and afterwards,
well,
he wasn't going to close those borders.
No, and he signed the agreement with Vicente Fox and then Prime Minister of Canada Martin in March of 2005 for the Security and Prosperity Partnership, which basically molds or it melds us into a North American Union.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is treason at its highest level because it just undermines the sovereignty of the United States.
But a lot of people don't understand that is happening, you know, and you also have the well, in Texas, we call it the Trans-Texas Corridor.
Right.
That runs from where? South America, Mexico, all the way up through our country and into Canada.
Right. And that's being built 10 miles from where I sit right now. And I'm
yeah.
It's not too far from you as well.
Yeah.
Yes, and this is going all the way up through Canada. Okay. And they are building that as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then you scratch your head and you say, well, who are these people working for? And, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this. This is...
it's unbelievable.
I've got a caller calling in that I haven't spoke to in a while. I would consider this man to be a friend of mine. I have spoken to him on his own show more times than I can count. We've got a caller by the name of Officer Jack McLam, Amy. Okay, let's take Officer Jack. Jack, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Brother Michael. Doing well, brother. Doing well.
How's it going up in Idaho?
Oh, we're working hard here at our two police and military associations to educate our police and military. And I just had my assistant, who is listening to your program, tell me that Amy's on. And I've read some things about her. And
I'm actually from Idaho.
Say a few things to her.
Go ahead, Jack. You got the floor.
Yeah, Amy, how are you?
I'm good, and I'm actually from Idaho.
Yes, well, I'm not. I'm from Washington, D.C., born there. But after the military, during the Vietnam War, I moved out west, and so I've been gone a long time. But it's a beautiful place up here, and we have our two police and military associations here, Amy. And I'd love to talk to you sometime off the air.
Sure.
And become involved in what you're doing. And but I wanted to say that we hear from our soldiers quite often here. My son is a major in the Army,
mm-hmm.
and he's been to Iraq twice, Baghdad twice.
Mm-hmm.
And we know a lot about what's going on, and one of the saddest things is we've had seven soldiers come back and tell us that the government is commanding them to kill men, women, and children, and it's psychologically destroying our soldiers. They're coming back psychologically upset. They can't sleep. They're having nightmares.
Yeah.
My wife is a Gulf War I victim. She has a Gulf War sickness, and 14,000 of our troops died in that war from the government poisoning of our soldiers with DU and anthrax and the DP pill experimental drugs and all. My wife got into the DU poisoning and almost died from the anthrax vaccinations. And so I'm surrounded by a lot of soldiers here, and we hear from them all the time. And we put out our Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter, and we just had an article in there from Lieutenant Colonel Karen Kawakowski, I think I'm saying that right. And she's talking about that the war's a phony war. And when she was working in the Pentagon, she saw all the Marxist neocons coming in, taking over the military, which they have taken it over. And in the last statement she made, she says, I have two sons, and I'll never allow either of them to serve in the United States military. In fact, if you join the military now, you will be not defending America and the American people. You will be helping certain wealthy, highly placed policy members pursue a private imperialist agenda. And then we have in the newsletter a PSYOPs agent, we've heard from three of them now over there, that are creating phony evidence of bombings from Iran. He states that within an hour they can take a piece of bomb, and they can take it back to their office and manufacture it into a Iranian piece of metal that blew up and say, look at the Iranian numbers on here. Look at the Iranian words on here. This is from Iran. They're getting involved in killing our troops. And he says it's all a lie. And so there's so much brainwashing going on, as you know. And Ian, I'm so happy you're there doing what you're doing, sister, because we've got to awaken our sisters and brothers in uniform that they're being used as mercenaries, as I was in Vietnam. I wasn't fighting for America when I was killing little Oriental people in a place I couldn't even find on the map. You know, it was a lie then, and it's a lie now. So I just want to say how much I respect you, Annie, and I want to talk to you sometime so we can kind of help each other out, okay?
Great. I'd love to talk to you anytime.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
If you want to give me a call or call into the station, and Amy's okay with it, I'll give you her number. You can hook up with her. Okay.
Oh, good. Good.
All right. I'll tell you what. As a matter of fact, let me do this. When I let you go here, okay, I'm going to give my engineer my cell number. Give me a call, and I'll give you her number, okay?
Okay.
All right. Very good, Jack.
Yeah.
Hey, appreciate it.
Hey, listen, Michael, thank you for all you're doing, and thanks for having Annie on. And, Annie, I'm so sorry to hear about your loss, and I'm happy you're trying to prevent others over there, because we have a government report here, Michael and Annie, that shows from the government documents themselves that we've lost over 10,000 of our soldiers, not 3,400 soldiers, but 10,000. As of 2005, we had lost 10,000 of our soldiers over there that had died. And now, of course, it's 2007.
All right, I got to stop you, Jack. I got to go to a break. Got 10 seconds left, buddy.
Okay.
You want me to hold you?
No, I'll talk to you later.
All right, yes, grab the phone there, okay? All right, we'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with us.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We're back, final segment. Come a little bit closer and hear what Amy has to say. Amy Branham, Got a few minutes left here. I'm surprised Officer Jack McLam called in. Do you know him?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, Jack's got a show here on the network on the weekends, and I'm sure I don't know Jack real well, but I've called into his show even before I was an RBN host, and I actually had the opportunity and the pleasure of meeting Jack in Phoenix. He had come down to see his son, but he holds a military and police installation up in Idaho. And his job is to wake up the police and military as to what's the real agenda is going on here. So I'm relatively certain what he'll probably want to do is he'll probably want to have you up on his show.
Well, that works.
And I know Jack's out there listening. If not, his assistant is. And if, Jack, if that wasn't your idea, I think it would be a good idea, Jack. So go ahead.
Hint, hint, hint.
Listen, anyway, in closing, anything that you want to put forth or add to what we've said or remind people of or tell people what they can do or whatever?
I really think that, we've come a long way. You know, when I first started in this, right after Jeremy died, I was afraid to speak out. I was afraid to say anything. Your patriotism was questioned. Your life was threatened. It was bad. And especially in Texas where I live, where there's so much support for the war, where there's so much support for Bush, it's not as bad as it used to be. And you can speak out now. But, you know, we've opened a dialogue about the war finally, 2 years too late, 3 years too late, 4 years too late. But we finally have a dialogue about the war. People are talking about it, and they're not afraid to say, this is wrong, and I'm against it. And if you're wrong, if you think it's wrong, if you're against it, get out to the streets. Call your congressmen and your senators. Visit them in their offices. You know, do something, but don't just wait for somebody else to take care of it, because it's not going to happen that way.
Right, and same thing that happened back during the Vietnam War. It wasn't until people had a fire lit under their hind ends and they got up and they did something about it is when it finally ended. And it's the same thing here.
Yeah. And it's not going to end unless you say, no, you're not going to do it. And, you know, if it takes knowing how much money it's costing you, you know, this war is costing you. Well, let's sit down and figure that out, because we're going to be paying for this for generations.
Oh, yeah. It's the economic destruction that is being imposed upon us already, and not even to mention the fact in the future generations it's causing over this lie.
Yeah.
It's a travesty.
You know? Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for spending time with me today, Amy.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
God bless you. And is there any website that you want to give out that you think people should go in and take a look at?
For the military families, there is MFSO.org, and it stands for Military Families Speak Out. It's a group of families that are, you know, on both sides of the political aisle that are just saying, hey, this is wrong. It's a great support group. There are Gold Star Family Groups, GSFO.org and GSFP.org. And, you know, if you want more information about me, do a Google search.
Yeah, you can find her real easy. I found her when I was looking at the Dixie Chicks. How about that? Yeah. All right, Amy, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, dear. There goes Amy Branham. Interesting. Folks, you know, go in, take a look at the websites, and hey, you know what? Join in. Do something about it. This isn't going to stop unless we all band together. End of another day. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and stay tuned for the National Intel Report with my friend John Stadtmiller. I'm sure he has a good show for you today. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. It's true.